The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Mother, tell your children not to look my way.
Trump is only a manifestation of populism across the world rising. The third world is collapsing. The globalists have engineered this by design to consolidate control. They intend to ride this dragon, to ride the tiger, and gain full control. But as it leads to throughout history, as Hitler turned east towards Russia, all they do is sow the seeds of their own destruction, and I hope not our seeds with it. Let's go to Phoenix in FEMA Region 9. Says Trump will not go global. And he goes on. Robert says, Army vet Trump on Indiana. Hillary indicted, question mark. Alex wants to talk about Trump and the scenarios to play out next. Robert in South Carolina, comment on the elite and Trump. Mike wants to talk about America and the globals. We'll get to everybody. Thank you for holding. Phoenix in FEMA Region 9, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, and thanks so much for everything you do. I just wanted to say that I don't think that Trump is going to give in to these globalists. I think he's a man of the people, and I don't think he's going to back down. And I think the most important thing he's going to have to do is pick a really good cabinet to keep him safe.
Well, yeah, he met with Haas, the head of the CFR, and then Haas came out and attacked him a week later saying he was horrible. And I talked to folks that were there at the meeting. They said Trump totally disagreed with him and said, that's a load of baloney, and you know we're getting screwed over. America pays for the globalists and their empire. See, we pay for the empire. Our name's on it. We die for it. We get the bad name for it. We don't even get the booty. I'd be against having an empire robbing stuff and hauling it back here to us. That's immoral. But we're not even doing that. We have the worst type of empire we could have. I hear you. I think Trump's for real overall, and he likes prosperity. He doesn't like screwing people over. I mean, he might go after somebody because they try to, hold something over his head for a golf course, and he's already got the deal going. He's not perfect. But at the same time, he's an alpha male that is successfully defeating the globalists with the people's help, and that alone, he gets high marks from me. Thank you, Phoenix. Robert in Alabama, you're on the air worldwide.
Alex, how you doing? I consider you a true patriot.
Well, God bless you, brother.
You know, I'm a veteran. I served 3 tours in Iraq and even in the Persian Gulf War, And I'm really sick and tired of the way media portrays all this, I'll go to, Hillary. I'm glad for one thing that Trump did get Indiana, and I want to say that America must indict Hillary Clinton. Of all my time in the military, she mishandled government information. It's classified.
Thousands of times what Petraeus did, and she's not in trouble.
I know. And on her own personal server. That in itself is a class one felony and could be, in some cases, result in life in prison.
Open and shut. It's 10-year felony if you didn't even know that you were doing it, and if you did it knowingly, it's espionage. You can be executed, actually.
And then, if President Obama were to pardon Hillary for a compromise of the magnitude, he would render himself in a historical record as enemy of the state, and he could face criminal prosecution.
Absolutely. What's your gut on Trump? I mean, is he for real? Because he's absolutely dominating. He's got the people behind him. He better be for real.
Well, I agree with you, Alex. I feel that there's some patriotism in him, and I'm glad that he beat Cruz because I think Cruz would have been that trickster to really sell us out to a
well, yeah. Government. I mean, look how Cruz claimed that Trump was causing the violence when he never had anything to do with it. And then people with Mexican flags screaming Villa Raza, Black Lives Matter, social justice warriors, and Cruz is saying it's Trump's fault when they're knocking people's teeth out and turning over police cars. That's all you need to know about Cruz, and that's why Cruz bit off more than he could chew. Now, I want to move on now to Hillary. How does he defeat Hillary? Roger Stone's coming up. You want to hear the inside scoop on where the campaign goes from here? You're about to hear it all. And don't worry, we're going to go to Robert and Alex and Mike, and everybody else. Thank you, Robert. Great points. I'm Alex Jones. Infowars.com is where the defense of human liberty begins.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24-7 listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24-7 listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip. And you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No. I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
This will be a day long remembered. We have seen the entire media establishment combine, foreign governments, the communist Chinese mass murderers, the Pope, the Mexican government, the Saudi Arabian crazies, everybody come out and say you cannot have Donald Trump. They have misrepresented everything he said, twisted it. They have financed all sorts of internal and foreign groups, people running around with Mexican flags, knocking people's teeth out, blood everywhere, foaming at the mouth, people threatening to riot if we have the gall to actually nominate him. The Republicans coming out and saying, we don't have elections. George Will coming out and saying, come on, we don't go with the people's will. We have a sovereignty of the party. He actually says the sovereignty. Next, I guess the party members will wear crowns or something. This is epic what's happening. And Roger Stone joins us at the bottom of the hour, StoneZone.com. The mainstream media now really hates him and, you know, basically says he's the secret campaign head. No, he's one of the advisors, one of the friends of Trump, but Trump is his own advisor. Epic history happening now. So my questions are, what happened behind the scenes? Kasich supposedly about to drop out. Where does this go? What's the real numbers on Hillary? Will they still try to steal it in Cleveland? Do they have tricks up their sleeves? Does a bear live in the woods? And what will happen in the general election? Well, you know Trump's going to go after and call for her indictment. You know he's going to take the gloves off. So the question is, will they try to assassinate him? Will they try to co-opt him? Will they try to steal the election? Will they start a war, implode the dollar? I mean, the elite are scared. But now you got the Chinese government saying, okay, let's try to reconcile. Cameron says, okay, let's be nice to Trump. I'm going to apologize. The Republican Party says, maybe we should go ahead and go with Trump. This is an epic historical moment. And the question is, he's known him 40 years. My first question, I hope this isn't the art of the deal, though, where Trump's just bringing them to heel, crushing the establishment, riding a wave of populism, and then he makes a deal with them, I guess, to make him emperor or something. Who knows? But the word is he's a patriot and does want to make America great again. I think we've heard that before. So Roger Stone, I tell you, this is an epic moment. Thank you for joining us.
Great to be here, Alex. It just shows you how quickly politics can change. My original plan, as you know, is to come on the show and reveal Ted Cruz's plan to steal the Republican convention. I actually have a draft of the rules change that they were circulating. I had a list of billionaires they were soliciting for a bribe fund. And I was prepared to lay this out for the American people right here on Infowars.com. Overnight, things have changed. Donald Trump is the presumptive nominee of the Republican Party. It is, for me, a great day because it's the culmination of a quest that I began in 1988 when I realized that Trump had the size and the stature and the toughness to be president, and that he wasn't beholden to the two-party duopoly and the political establishment that's run this country into the gutter. The Bush, Clinton, Bush, Obama policies, which are identical, that have brought us to the brink of disaster. I don't think you have to have any concerns about Donald Trump. No one owns him. He is not a globalist. That foreign policy speech just days ago needs to be reread because that is the blueprint for Trumpism, a new, proud supporter of American sovereignty, someone who wants to restore both American economic policy and military strength, or I should say economic strength and military strength. That is the real Donald Trump. You don't have to worry about him betraying us. He knows exactly who opposes us, the Chinese government, the Mexican government, the Pope. The list goes on and on. A man is defined by his enemies. Now, I did an interview on BBC this morning. Alex, it was brutal, just brutal. The world establishment is apoplectic about the rise of Trump. But this is a force of nature. He is not going to be stopped. He is Hillary Clinton's worst nightmare.
Let's talk about where you expect this to go. A, will they still try to steal it, or has that whole hoax of claiming there's no popular vote, the party can do whatever it wants, has that now imploded?
I think it has imploded. With the folding of John Kasich today, on top of the fact that Ted Cruz threw in the towel last night, opposition now in the Republican Party, I think, evaporates. Alex, I have to pay some tribute to you because I think you played an important role in informing Liberty voters and those who were prepared to take on the world new order that Ted Cruz was not the real deal, that he was a Bush family retainer posing as a constitutionalist, but that Donald Trump is the only candidate not beholden to the special interests, not beholden to the political establishment, and a real nationalist. For the first time, we have an American nationalist. He's got the resoluteness, the toughness to take on Hillary. He's not going to have the kind of arrangement that Jeb had with him. You see, there was an arrangement. Jeb wouldn't bring up her worst sins. She wouldn't bring up Jeb's worst sins. Jeb would lose gracefully and go on to make millions of dollars out of his association with the Clinton administration. Those kind of backroom deals are off. Donald Trump is very definitely the real deal. But I'll tell you my most immediate concern. A group called USA Priorities, or I think it's Priorities USA, announced that they will unleash a $20 million media blitz immediately after the California primary June 7th. This is right out of the Clinton playbook. It's precisely what the Clintons did to Bob Dole, a former boss of mine, in 1996, where they go to a period in which the Republican candidate has no funding. They use their funding from George Soros and other criminals to define him. So this is our immediate goal. Now, Trump's opposition to super PACs is well known. There is a group out there that I need to alert you about. It's called Great America PAC. It's a scam, a fraud. If people get solicitations, they should know that this group claimed that they spent $1 million in Wisconsin to support Trump on television. They spent zero, headed by Ed Rollins, a longtime critic of Donald Trump, and Jesse Benton, the guy who ran Rand Paul's campaign into the ditch. This is not in any way an authorized...
Oh, wow, Jesse Benton's involved or running around acting like he's with Trump? Wow, I saw articles where they had the Trump lawyers telling that group to stop last week, and then basically Trump people saying, you're the only real group out there. That's not even a PAC, you're just promoting free speech.
Well, look, there has to be some mechanism to fill this gap. I'm aware of the fact that Donald Trump is, I think, constitutionally and philosophically opposed to super PACs, but that's because of the corrosive influence of lobbyists and special interest money that floods those PACs. On the other hand, Trump cannot be naked in this period while the Clintons move quickly to try to define him.
Well, I've got to stop you. Let's just go back and look. And this isn't bragging about Roger Stone. We're going to skip this break because we're limited time with him. I wish you could stay longer, sir. This is so important what we're talking about here. But people understand, you foresaw when you first came on 10 months ago, they'd try to steal it with Richard Reeves. You came to visit me here in Austin, so gracious to come here and warn me. You laid it all out. Your organization, my audience, and others at the core, but let's really give you credit, but the audience deserves most of it, took action, got involved. The media said, stop claiming we'll steal it. You're conspiracy theorists. Stop claiming we won't honor the voters. Then they went from saying that to going, yeah, we're going to steal it. We're allowed to. They tried to sell that. We forced them to sell it early. It blew up in their face because you were exposing it early. They were forced to try to sell it. It blew up, I think brought down Cruz, Kasich, and the Republican establishment and accelerated, catapulting him as the true populist. And my reporters, again, I don't know why we're in the zeitgeist, all over the country caught the Mexican flags, the beating people up, the George Soros-funded people. That has accelerated Trump. I just hope the Trump campaign knows, because I'm proud of my crew. It's not me. My crew, I'm telling you, is good for 2 or 3 points he's got nationally. InfoWars is devastating the Trumpian opposition.
Well, in fact, Donald Trump himself told me that he has seen so many of your supporters and listeners at his rallies. He loves the Hillary for Prison t-shirts, and he knows exactly where they came from. So, Alex, I'm certain that he is grateful for your support and the support of other patriots who have stepped forward here to try to clear the mainstream media myths about Donald.
I was about to say, just interrupt again. It's not about even credit. I want listeners and viewers to know you're having an effect. Stone's having an effect. I am. Our crew. This is history. We're in an epic fight, and we are beating the living you-know-what out of the enemy. I'm sorry, Roger. You got the floor. Tell us what's coming next, how we defeat Clinton, how we keep this guy alive, and what we do in Cleveland.
Well, look, we all know what Hillary Clinton's greatest single vulnerability is. She claims to be an advocate for women. In fact, her husband is a serial sexual predator. Whenever you try to say that on CNN, they literally unplug your microphone. They did it to my friend Steve Malzberg. They did it to my friend Kurt Schleister. They've done it to me. Don Lemon is delusional. He's in denial about the facts. So I have no doubt that the women themselves, brave women, Juanita Broderick, Kathleen Willey, Paula Jones, and Sally Miller, and others will come forward and tell in detail of their abuse at the hands of Bill Clinton and their abuse at the hands of Hillary. So we can get rid of the myth of Hillary as women's
advocate. This won't be a Republican establishment where they wear gloves and it's already predetermined like a Don King boxing match. This is going to be Donald Trump savaging that witch.
He has no choice. Look, we both remember when John McCain traveled up and down the country talking about what a great U.S. senator and a great American Barack Obama was. That is not the way to win this fight. And Donald Trump is above all a scrapper. He's a fighter. He's a brawler. He knows how tough this will be. He knows that organizationally we're behind the eight ball, but we're in catch-up mode. This is going to be the most exciting political contest in my lifetime. I haven't been this excited since Ronald Reagan defeated the Republican establishment, went on to become president. It's sad that his administration was co-opted by George Herbert Walker Bush, who essentially ended Reaganism with his tax increases and his international trade deals. If you noticed last night in his remarks, he focused right on NAFTA and the way it has sucked the jobs out of America. He knows who the enemy is. He will give no quarter. Get ready for President Donald J.
Well, I know Trump's very, very private, and even his buddy when he's divorced or his wingman, that's well known, one of his best friends out there. But I've talked to a lot of prominent people, even before Trump was running, and then when he was, people say, what do you think of Trump? And I'd say, well, yeah, I mean, I know he's a good guy overall in some things. Isn't he kind of a, you know, just a businessman? And they say, no, you know, no, he knows about what's going on. He's a patriot. And later I found out for 30 years he gave money to try to stop NAFTA and GATT and other globalist operations, and has been a big critic of it. But now I've talked to other prominent people like Dr. Corsi, that's known him 40 years in business, and others, and they say, no, 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 Trump knows everything we know and more. He's basically a sleeper cell for patriots. He knows all about the New World Order, Federal Reserve, everything. And since then he's talked some about it. He just puts it in popular terms. Is that accurate, that that's why they're so scared of him, is they know he really is probably beyond Reagan?
Yeah, he's got their number and they know it. You can't put anything over on Donald Trump. He's both tough and wise. And what they really, I think, fear is his combative nature. Let me address this question of the two Trumps, because there's only one Donald Trump. He's a guy who marches to his own drummer. He is a guy who is his own idea man, his own speechwriter. So unlike most of these politicians, Alex, he's not operating off of polls or focus groups or reading some speech written by a 25-year-old. He's his own man, and he has a vision for this country. It's a vision of American strength and American sovereignty. And this is why he scares the bejesus out of the political establishment. I'm looking forward for an epic battle. Yeah, we're playing catch-up ball, no question about it. But we'll get there. He will be fully competitive. Now, Hillary Clinton's going to have $1 billion. And the truth is, Donald Trump has been so busy fending off 16 rivals for the Republican nomination, he has not yet turned to the question of financing the general election. We've got a lot of work to do, and we are behind. But by the end of this convention, we will be battle ready.
Incredible. I don't put it past him. You're the expert, still trying some hanky-panky in California or other areas, and then claiming, oh, we thought he was presumptive, but this happened. But, I mean, I kind of overall agree with you, though. It seems like the resolve of the Republican rhinos and others has totally collapsed. They are so discredited. And you know, people are saying, oh, this hurts the Republican Party. The Democrats are saying that. No, he's brought more people in than Reagan did. And it seems like their upside-down bizarro world is being completely reversed right now. I expect to see surging numbers now for Trump.
Well, first of all, I'd point out that he's already brought the deficit between Hillary Clinton down to single digits. And her unfavorable is 55. His is 65. That's a 10-point gap. Now, in all honesty, we can refire her unfavorable ratings just by taking out her record. I like a lot of the things that Bernie Sanders says, particularly on trade and war, but frankly, he hasn't gone at her greatest areas of vulnerability, her abuse of women, her disastrous tenure as Secretary of State, and then, of course, the massive corruption of the Clinton Foundation, which isn't a charitable organization. It's a slush fund for grifters. It's a vehicle for facilitation of multi-million dollar bribes. I've said it here before, and I'll say it again. Remember, Donald Trump was conned out of giving $100,000 to the Clinton Foundation. He thought he was helping children through a charitable foundation. He didn't know it was a fraud. This gives him standing to bring a federal lawsuit for fraud and open up their entire phony deal to the scrutiny of the American people.
All right, Roger Stone. I want to, in the 6-7 minutes we have left, get into some of the other things they're up to. Media Matters, as you know, is openly run by the White House, and they said a bunch of articles yesterday. Fox host Trump is pivoting into the Alex Jones presidency with his conspiracy theories. Well, I'm glad that, you know, you've got Ted Cruz. It's old news now, but it's an example. His dad attacking Trump, saying he's basically Satan incarnate. And so he just points to a Wayne Madsen report from InfoWars.com that was also in the Inquirer later, looking at some of the CIA possible backgrounds of his father. But then he acts like Trump mugged his father. He was just fighting back when he's being attacked. You know, if Cruz's father says Trump is the devil, then he can say, hey, it's being reported in the news. This guy's got CIA connections possibly. But that just shows how desperate they are. And I think Trump should get more you know, more, quote, conspiratorial, because we know there's corruption. We know there's stuff going on. I think you should get into Fast and Furious, more about how he'll call for the indictment of Hillary, more about how he'll go after these criminals. I think that's the key.
Well, as you know, Alex, anytime someone goes out there and blurts out the truth, the response of the mainstream media is to try to discredit them with that title, conspiracy theorist. Even though I think it's somewhat extraneous, let's address this. I had an email last night from Judith Vary Baker. She's a friend. She's also indisputably was Lee Harvey Oswald's girlfriend from 1961 to 1963. She knew Raphael Cruz well. She confirms that he was part of Lee Harvey Oswald's crew.
Wow.
So also, if one will simply do a computer analysis of the facial aspects in the photo, which, yes, appeared in the National Enquirer, but was released by the Warren Commission with a current photo of Raphael Cruz, it's a perfect match.
By the way, we know the Bushes, it was later declassified, Herbert Walker, was heavily involved quarterbacking the operations in New Orleans. Garrison and others looked at that. And so, of course, he comes out of the Bushes because he's always been there. This all points towards that. Kit Daniels wrote about it. And so that just shows, folks, when you mess with Trump, he takes the gloves off.
Well, he's fearless, and that is the point. So some people say, well, why did he even raise this? You're exactly right, Alex. Raphael Cruz attacked him. Donald Trump, if you attack Trump, get ready to get smashed back in the teeth. That's the way he fights. He's a brawler. So this is not a guy who turns the other cheek. What was it that Ted Cruz called him yesterday? A kook, a philanderer, some glass house stuff there, if you ask me.
A pathological liar.
Let me get this straight. The guy who claimed that his wife cashed in her retirement at Goldman Sachs to finance his Senate campaign, and it later turns out that none of that happened. In fact, they took $1 million secret sweetheart loan from Goldman Sachs. He's calling Trump a pathological liar?
Absolutely. Let's stop right there. We've got a few minutes left. Other key tidbits, Roger Stone, consummate Trump insider. What do we do to help Trump, to help the American people? What's the next shoe to drop? What are you worried about? I mean, first off, what would you call last night? How epic a victory is that? It seems like a total collapse of the establishment. Now they're going to activate the Ford Foundation, Soros, Black Lives Matter, foreign nationals say they're going to burn stuff down and riot. That sounds like a way to get Trump elected. These people are so delusional. Don't they get it? We have decided to finally fight back. The political correctness is over. The mind control is over. The sleeping giant is rising. Is that accurate?
I absolutely think so. So, look, I have no question that the Black Lives Matter folks and the Move On folks will be there in Cleveland. As you know, we were working together to form a massive outdoor march and rally to stop the steal. I'm going to be conferring with all the groups, Citizens for Trump, Bikers for Trump, Women for Trump, Dentists for Trump, this afternoon to figure out how we're going to move forward. We're now thinking of changing that to a unity rally. Because I can tell you, Donald Trump has been actively reaching out to some of his former opponents. They're very productive conversations coming together. I see a united Republican Party. There's a fringe out there, the never-Trump people.
I agree, but we should have it as a unity rally, but in reserve in case they try to steal again, and have it be a pro-America unity rally. Absolutely. That's very exciting.
Yeah. On the other hand, if you've already made plans to come to Cleveland, don't cancel your plans.
No, everybody's got to come.
There. We've got to be ready for any eventuality.
Oh, look, this is history. I mean, we've got to be there to outnumber the Soros people 10-1. And the police are on the side of free speech, and they hate the commie groups, so we're going to be great. Everybody needs to be there.
Well, unlike the Black Lives Matter and the other far-left demonstrators, we've applied for a permit with the city of Cleveland. We're cooperating with the Cleveland Police Department. They have helped map out our march route. They've helped us select our rally location. We stand with those men and women in law enforcement. As you know, Alex, the Black Lives Matter folks, the Move On folks, they don't apply for permits. They just show up. And let's be very clear about what their goal is. It is to provoke violence. It is to incite
violence. And we stand against it, and we videotape it nationwide peacefully with our brave reporters and are exposing it, and it's incredible. Stop the steal. More and more is still important, but what's the best site for everything that's happening with Trump? Roger Stone.
Well, I think you stay tuned right now to Stop the Steal. There'll be new information there, stoptheSteal.org. to bring you up to date on what our plans are for Cleveland. But above all, we cannot be provoked or incited to violence, because the mainstream media will then...
Absolutely. Hold on one second.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that, for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You're investing in your health and supporting the InfoWar when you visit InfoWarsLife.com and purchase your supply of Survival Shield X2 Nation Iodine and all the great products at InfoWarsLife.com. As you know, we've talked to pharmacists, chemists, doctors, researchers, scientists, and the answer is clear. Iodine is key, is paramount, and there's still so much new information coming out that we simply can't even keep up with it. In our quest for the purest iodine, we drill down more than 7,000 feet to gather these purple-blue crystals to extract the ultra pure iodine. On top of that, we also screen our iodine for radiation before bottling. It is the purest, cleanest, strongest out there. Quite frankly, I'm flattered that with the launch of Survival Shield Nation Iodine, that major brands and major companies have been knocking down our doors to get our formula, and that they have been unable to come up with anything even close to what we have. It is exclusive to InfoWarsLife.com and the InfoWars Life family of incredible products.
Mother's Day is this week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 3434. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99, and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is this week, and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. That's ProFlowers.com. Secret code 3434.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed to your money.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cameras. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All the Republican establishment hacks are out there trying to tell us that we don't have a free election. They tried to sell that con artist fraud in a desperate bid that was just beyond anything I've ever seen. It was like the Emperor's New Clothes parable, writ large in the 21st century. But it all blew up in their stinking faces. Quite frankly, I have not done this since 6 years ago when the Copenhagen secret world government document got leaked during the big UN summit, and it had the Russians hack the computers as well and got the documents that the entire carbon footprint deal and the carbon tax and global warming was a fraud. The big universities knew it was all a fraud. They knew it was all a lie. They were directing the other universities to hide the decline. I had the crew go get a bottle of champagne. And I think we'll also get some grape juice, you know, kid champagne for folks that don't want any of that. But I think at the end of the show today, I'm going to have some champagne here you know, just a little glass for everybody in the office that would like to partake. Just one little taste. Because I haven't done this in 6 years. Even if Trump loses, even if they assassinate him, we've won devastating victories exposing globalism, rekindling nationalism, showing how hoax media works, discrediting the scum, watching trust in media drop the last year from 14 points to 6 points in the AP poll, the lowest ever. This is a Death Star destruction event. I need to savor this more. I'm always so on attacking the enemy, moving to the next fight, but we really should take some time out to celebrate what's happened. I'm not a big drinker, but I forget what it is. My mom gets it on holidays sometimes, on weddings and things. It's the French champagne that has the orange label with the little butterfly. $45. It's a good champagne. I mean, $100 bottles aren't as good. I forget the name of it. It's one of the tops. Just type in top sellers. It'll show like three different types of champagne. And let's get some bottles of that here. For the end of the show, I want to get the reporters and people, anybody else wants to celebrate, in here with some little plastic champagne glasses. Maybe go to Specs or some big place that will have it all. And let's get some more d'oeuvres and some other drinks and stuff, non-alcoholic beverages. And let's kind of just lay out a buffet here. Nothing fancy, just some more d'oeuvres and stuff. And by fancy, I mean I don't want to have a huge layout that takes over, but let's lay it out here for the last segment into the fourth hour and just to have some champagne together. I've only done this once on air. I probably won't even do it if Trump gets elected, because then they might have a big depression and blame it on him, and there's some major angles there. If he turns out to be for real and we have victory against the globalists, I'll have 3 weeks of celebration. But I tell you, we can defeat evil. And they try to train us that you can't win and only evil has power and there's no such thing as good. That's all a fraud in history. I've studied history. Evil is weak. But it convinces good men and women they have no power. To quote Thomas Jefferson, all that evil men and tyrants need to flourish is that good men do nothing. We are creating the narrative. We are putting out the issues. We are turning the tide. We're telling the truth. And Priebus and Curley and Cruz and all the king's horses and all the king's men could not sell that it doesn't matter if he wins, we get all the delegates. And Cruz has been forced to now claim, oh, I don't get to just take these delegates. And he used to, he'd go steal Trump delegates when he won states. He's just quit. And he quit because everybody hates him now. He has crowds of like 100 people coming out, and Trump has 50,000. Even though the Soros group shows up and tries to block the entrance so he can't get a crowd and kills his photo op. They've got the touch of death. Not the touch of Midas, but they've got the touch of living death. They've got the touch of losers, of con men, of dishonorable filth bags. And by the way, when George Will, who I've never really even attacked, fake milquetoast conservative to kind of steer and control, I never really attacked George Will. He's pathetic. He's there to keep people that watch mainstream TV in a coma. But when he came out and said, look, we don't go with the popular vote, the plurality of the people. We have a sovereign system. He said, I am royalty. You are trash. No, you're a stuffed suit, fake intellectual. And I viciously attacked him. You know, instead of trying to blow the Republic's brains out, I made the point that, you know, I don't want anything that bad happen to him. But I mean, you know, he wants to kill the country. How about he just leaves the country? How about he goes and jumps off, you know, in a lake or something, or flies a kite with a copper string during a thunderstorm? I mean, just get out of our way, man. But this whole fleet of pundits all over TV, all over radio, but you know what? A few people, as slimy as Bill O'Reilly is and stuff, he wouldn't come out against the popular vote. Neither would Rush Limbaugh completely. Neither would Sean Hannity. You know why? It's not that they aren't establishment types overall, but they don't hate the country deep down in their gut. With O'Reilly, it's a little different. That guy's pretty bad news. But they knew their audience would not go with it. They would destroy themselves. They would dishonor themselves, selling that, oh, you don't have votes. That's what Hannity would say to him. He'd say, listen, you're one of my best buddies. I have you on more than anybody. I pushed your campaign, but You got to have popular vote in this, and people are mad. Listen, I won the popular vote. I had a landslide. He goes, no, you didn't. Stop it. And he told him, stop it, because he knew no one was buying it. See, you hit that moment where even the people in the establishment that don't care about the truth, they care about themselves, don't they? The New World Order is not good for business. The New World Order is not good for prosperity. These people want to tell us father and mother's hateful, or he or she is hateful. That's a frickin' loon cult. That 2 + 2 = 5, and raising the debt doesn't raise the debt, and all the rest of their, and they're not coming after our guns, and he never said boots on the ground in Syria. You said it 16 times. We're done. And you can have, and how I go to your calls right now, you can have Gutfield or whatever his name is. You know, the trendy, ironic guy. Alex Jones. Man, I ought to pay that guy to make fun of me and say how horrible I am to have a discredited, bloated group that sells diapers and catheters. That's half their ads. All he catheters off, you know, the country's essence. Making fun of me with the Bush hack they've got on there, and then Juan Williams. I mean, a collection of pseudo-intellectual traitors. But see, they know I see through it all. They're trying to target their audience. And Fox News admits they've lost massive ratings. In fact, in one of their key demographics, they've lost half their viewers. About 20% overall have left them, and they ain't coming back, Jack. By the way, when there's other hosts that are eloquent and pro-liberty and get it and aren't backstabbing, weird, mentally ill, hyper-aggressive, beta, false, dominant, false alphas, our problem in society is not real alpha males. Real alpha males want to empower humanity. Alpha females do. They just don't want to be run over. They're loving. They're helpful. They've got courage. It's all these fake alphas that are really mentally ill betas that are running around trying to dominate anybody else that wants to build something. But I have everybody else on that isn't mentally ill. I have all the other talk show hosts on, other websites. I love it. I push everybody. I can care less. I want more people that are prominent. If I find somebody better than I am, and boy, there should be out there, shouldn't they? I would put my energy behind them. I would, right now. Because, look, I got courage, folks, but I'm not looking to get a bullet in my head. I'm not looking to get put in the gulag. I mean, if we lose this thing, I'm gambling here. But there's no gamble at the end of the day, even if I get destroyed, because shelling out to tyranny is the ultimate death, and I'm not doing it. Coward dies 1,000 deaths. A man dies a single death. And I'm not going to have a living death where I sell out and want to be in New York and L.A. with all these desperate, scared, neurotic, mentally ill anchors and fruit bags? That's why I don't get selling out. Why would you sell out to... It'd be like if you were in space and there was a ghost at the portal window going, come out here, it's fun, I love you, trendy. And you went, sure, and you open the pod bay door and get sucked out into space and die. You sell out to that. But I get it. People feel down. They don't have status or money. And the big fancy people with the teleprompters up on TV, they're so powerful. I'm going to your calls, but let's play this clip. Fox host, Trump is pivoting into the Alex Jones presidency with his conspiracy theories. And now we have the lady that worked at the big lab and was tied into Oswald and knew him on record. I mean, that's documented, saying, oh, yeah, she knew Cruz's daddy. Pretty big news that just broke. A lot of evidence pointing at that. I mean, Cruz is a CIA globalist red diaper doper baby. I would call him a red diaper baby. What do you call a CIA baby? A globalist foundation baby. A Goldman Sachs diaper baby. But let's go ahead and play that clip. Here it is.
Now we go in depth. Serious.
Well, I think we're missing the biggest story of the day.
Oh, no.
Imagine if Hillary Clinton claimed that Bernie Sanders had a role in the killing of Bobby Kennedy. We would be going crazy right now.
Yes.
We'd be going wall to wall. But no, are we about to achieve a historical first in electing the first conspiracy freak president? I mean, is this the pivot we've been talking about? He's not pivoting from presidential. He's pivoting to Alex Jones. He's pivoting to crazy. And why isn't it news?
Why isn't it? Come on.
No, it's unusual that somehow it's not news when Trump does it. It's kind of funny.
Wait, will you tell people what you're talking about?
What about the National Enquirer reading a story saying that Ted Cruz's father was present with Lee Harvey Oswald just days before the assassination of JFK?
And now Trump has repeated the story.
Oh my gosh! I mean, the Enquirer is not news of the world that has Bat Boy. The Enquirer, only a few times has been proven wrong. They've broken almost every scandal that's ever happened and been proven right. I mean, I remember talking to Wayne Madsen, who broke this months ago on our show, our reporter, and he wasn't sure. He was just investigating it, but he said it pointed towards it. And he's so smart, folks. He went to that place where Scalia died in Southwest Texas with my other reporters and said, yeah, this is like Bohemian Grove. It's really creepy. I sense Dick Cheney, the books, the publications. I think this is Bohemian Grove. It came out a month later in the Washington Post. It was set up by Bohemian Grove as a spinoff secret society. That's how smart my reporters are. Almost like psychic. But, you know, whatever. Madsen thinks that that's where it goes. And his dad lived there, fits all into it, looks in the photos, connected to the Bushes. I mean, it stinks to high heaven. Leiden said he was in Cuba under Fidel. He wasn't. He came here before that. So I don't know what the truth is, but his dad attacked first. So Trump can point out what's in the news. Now, let's stop right there. I want to go to your phone calls. Briefly, we've extended the special, but it is now only running through Sunday, and then that's it. That's as far as we can go, and then it will end then. They've been able to turn up production to be able to, because they want to always be shipped stuff within days. That's the rule. My Patriot Supply runs it. We private label it. They're full spectrum of food. InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsSelect.com. 30 to 40% off InfoWars Select Horrible Foods. With all the craziness going on in the world, with all the weirdness, you need to be self-sufficient. This is the way to do it. Last 25 years of insurance you can eat. You don't like it, don't need it, thank God. You know, give it to the homeless in 5 years. Or really good for camping or good for dinner. Food prices are going up, a good way to get around inflation. So many angles. Also, 10% off all other preparedness items. Shortwave radios, heirloom seeds, water filters, watches, security products, survival accessories. 10% off top InfoWars Life formulas like Survival Shield X2, Secret 12 Deep Cleanse, Knockout, Silver Bullet, and others. Anthroplex is back in. 10% off that. 10% off when you sign up for AutoShip on top of it. Free shipping on orders of $50 or more. A lot of specials at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsLife.com is the nutraceuticals, but it's all on the same site. InfoWarsLife.com just takes you right to the sub-site. Like InfoWarsSelect.com takes you right to the storable foods. We also, again, have a lot of promos we send out exclusively to people that are InfoWars newsletter members. It's free, InfoWars.com/newsletter. Put in your email right there, and it will be sent to you. Anthroplex is amazing. It's back in stock after being sold out for months. Be sure and check that out as well. Okay, I'm sorry I haven't gone to your calls. I'm a bad boy. Robert, and then we're going to go to Alex. Then we're going to go to Mike. And then we're going to go to Lynn and Lee before our next guest comes on. Speak of the devil, Wayne Madsen. Don't mean he's a devil, you know, it's a shame. Speak of the guy, and he'll appear. He's coming on about the situation with Cruz and his CIA daddy connection to the Bushes, which the entire Bush operation is CIA. I mean, it was so big that it's even connected to some people that were in my family. I mean, it's like a giant combine operation, just over the top in the stuff it's involved in. And people are like, oh, what did you say? I've said that before, folks, and I don't want to know the details or they'd come kill me. But the point is that this shadow government is out of control. And it comes out of Texas and New York and just a few other places, just so you know. All right, let's go ahead and take a call. Let's talk to Robert in South Carolina. Robert, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, thanks, Alex. Appreciate you taking the call.
Yes, sir.
Just with regard to what you've been talking about as to the options the elite has for trying to deal with Trump, I think there are three possibilities that occurred to me, and they vary in orders of plausibility, just depending. But especially if you bear in mind that the goal is to preserve the agenda and not necessarily for the Republican Party to win in November. The most plausible one to me right off is the independent third-party run that they've been threatening for so long, only they can't do it. I don't think they can anyway. They can't do it with a Kasich or with a Paul Ryan or with a Mitt Romney. because that would just exacerbate the grassroots rebellion that they're already seeing and it's already promoted Trump to where he is now. I think they would almost have to do it around Ted Cruz. He is the one who has, he's gone the distance, you know, most comparatively next to Trump. And he has, and I'm an evangelical Christian, and I can tell you my evangelical friends, so many of them are just fanatically devoted to Cruz. There is a fanaticism that surrounds him.
Well, that's because they said he is the Christ, basically. Glenn Beck said he is the Christ, and so you get to believe you're in the Christ fighting the devil. It's just total manipulation.
Right, and it's, I mean, there's no easier basis to use to manipulate people than if they think that they're fighting the devil himself. So,
oh, then they come out and say that myself and Drudge are being anti-Christian because we're saying they're operating like a cult. I'm a Christian. Drudge defends Christians constantly being murdered around the world. We're saying don't claim you speak for God and say that Donald Trump is the devil and the risen serpent. That is a load of malarkey.
Oh, yeah, it definitely is. But there's so much groupthink among evangelicals. There's so much cult of personality. So many of them are used to being told what to think as opposed to how to think.
Oh, yeah, they get henpecked if they don't do what they're told, yeah.
Oh, yeah, and I believe they get shamed into blind obedience and that sort of thing.
Yeah, and, I mean, look, when you get into the Christian church, look, if it's Catholic, evangelical, whatever, there's a lot of great people, a lot of bad people, but some of these churches are cults. They want your money. They want to break up families. They want to get your cash. They want to get your house when you die. And the preachers are these demonic, swollen little corporate pimps. I grew up around them in Dallas with the biggest names. Having sex with hookers every night, snorting cocaine. They are devil worshipers.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Alex Jones. Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. The security industry uses hordes of salesmen to scare you into signing long-term contracts with no way out. Protect your family the right way with SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe has no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, 24/7 monitoring, and it's just $14.99 a month, three times less than most other security companies. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com to get 10% off for listening to my show. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Don't call my
name out your window when I'm leaving.
I won't even turn my head.
Turn my head.
Go and tell your kinfolk to jump in the left river.
Don't send your kinfolks to give me no talking.
I'll be gone like I said,
I'll
sweetheart.
I'll be gone like I said.
You just lay there in your bed.
You'd say the same old thing that you've been saying all along.
Lay there, lay there in your bed. Keep your mouth shut. Come on. Johnny Cash wrote that one. He had a little experience with women. I love women.
Understand.
When they get mad, they lay there in their bed and howl.
Party of bad mouthing. Understand, you man.
All right, let's go right back to your phone calls. I want to go to John in Australia as soon as we can, but Alex has been holding in Colorado and a lot of other great patriots like Mike and others. Alex, thank you for calling in. I said this earlier, if you're a new listener, what are the scenarios? They're still coming after Trump. They're going to try to manufacture stuff. They're going to try to kill him. They're going to try to co-opt him. This is an epic time to be alive, folks. This is incredible. Trump wins in a landslide yesterday, and the Bush minion has resigned, but I don't trust he's gone forever. Alex, what do you think?
I had to crack a beer with my wife last night, and I'm glad you guys are doing it up there because I think that this is a time to celebrate. And I think we have won a great victory. I'm a Christian.
And we
should
make it fun to fight, even if we don't win this war. We're not going to stop. Go ahead.
You better believe it. Absolutely. You know, they're just like you said, you want to fight, you've got one. And as a Christian and a veteran, kind of going along with the last caller, but I also want to say that God puts people in power, and he's put Obama in power to wake us up. As a form of judgment on this country, he's put God in power, and you've seen it's divided people, and we've seen the real sickos on one side, and then we've seen patriots on the other. And a lot of people lost for Cruz are kind of like the baby boomer generation that grew up with the TV. They believe Fox News never lies. They're still good people, and I know a lot of them, and they're going to vote for Trump now that Cruz is out. He is going to win in a landslide, and I want to tell you, from my spiritual discernment, just how I know that you're real, I know Trump is real too. Yes, he's carnal. Yes, he's a man of the flesh, and I get that. We're all sinners. We're all men of the flesh, but he will not compromise. I see three scenarios. One, they're going to run the third party on him. They're going to try to kill him, or they're going to try and put someone in his VP and then try it later on. Or they're going to try and pull a Matt Bracken type of scenario where right before the presidency, they're going to pull some big old, you know, scenario. Have you ever had?
Oh, I agree. They can plunge the economy. They can barely hold it back now, start a huge war. I'm telling you, folks, you can feel it. This is an epic time to be alive, though, isn't it?
It's amazing. Have you ever had William Fortune on, the writer of the One Second After? And he's also wrote a new book about ISIS attacking. It's called Day of Wrath. A great book, Dr.
No, I've heard of it. I want to get him on. Absolutely. And then what is the elite going to do when they brought the ISIS people in, clearly out of Syria? This is ISIS, a large percentage. What are they going to do when they attack? I mean, we're going to hold these people accountable. And you know they're scared. If Trump gets in, the ISIS groups hit, he's going to arrest the people that let him in. You just know that.
My spirit says get prepared, get ready, get your soul right, get your heart right. But crazy times coming up. But God bless you, Alex. So thank
absolutely.
You
and God bless you, my friend. We'll go to break and come back with John in Australia and then Mike and then Lynn and Lee. I'm going to get to everybody. We got two other guests coming up, but I'll get to everybody. I don't sit up here on a high horse, but I don't cheat people. I don't screw people over. I help folks. I'm a loving person. I'm a good father. But I see these Pharisees all day that go, I never looked at a Playboy magazine or whatever. And they're just hypocrites. Well, okay, fine. Did you ever go protest for undead children? Or unborn children that are about to be dead? Undead children. Did you ever go protest kids they're about to kill? I mean, did you ever go stand up for anything? That's all I'm saying is, I'm just sick of all these milquetoast Christians all day telling everybody how to live, how to be just perfect, when they're not out there fighting tyranny. That's what I'm saying is your heart. Like King David wasn't perfect, but he hated evil. He stood up and he had courage. I want good to win. I want to stand up to evil. I can't help myself.